SBS Radio.
Ngayon naman, kakumustahin natin at syempre ipapakilala natin ang mga miyembro ng Elevator District. But before we really talk about your music and how you started as a group, who are the members of Elevator District? Can we start with Krisha?
Yes. Hello, we're the Elevator District. My name is Krisha Omali and I sing.
I'm the vocalist.
I'm the lead vocalist, yeah. I just sing backing vocals.
Okay, to my left.
My name's Jerome. I play keyboard. Today I'm playing percussion, which should be interesting.
Because you're doing acoustics later, yeah?
What's that?
You're doing acoustics later,
yes.
Okay. And next to Jerome.
So I'm Ben, and I play guitar for the band, and definitely don't sing.
You should, actually.
No.
And next to Krisha.
I'm Jack, and I play bass.
Yay. And?
And I'm Oliver, and I play the drums.
Yay! And we'll hear their single, which will be released very soon, right?
Yes. April 5th, I know, very soon. We're excited.
At syempre kayo patuloy nakikinig sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama natin dito sa ating programa, ang Elevator District. Syempre nagbabalik Krisha, Ben, Jerome, Jack, and Oliver.
Kamusta?
Yan. Krisha is trying to teach everyone few Filipino words.
Yeah. I've taught
trying
them.
Trying.
Yeah, they know how to say Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Yeah, which is just the word. Not the whole language, just the one word, Tagalog.
Mm. But how did you guys, I know that you called the group as Elevator District. Why do you call it Elevator District? And how did you really form as a band? Whose idea is Elevator District? Is it Oliver?
So I kind of oversee the process of naming our band. We had probably 45 different names when we were getting started. And so we tried to stick with one. We really liked the district idea, and then at our university we're all in an elevator that kind of scared us. It likes to go to the wrong floor and it kind of drops out of nowhere a little bit.
Yeah. Terrifying.
It's terrifying, really. And I think one of us looked at each other and was like, the Elevator District?
Yeah.
And
we don't know
why, but we all kind of were like, we could stick with that for more than a couple of days. So.
Yeah.
And 2 years on, we're still the Elevator District.
Yeah.
But how did you really meet? Like, are you classmates, uni friends?
So we're pretty much, so me, Ollie, and Jerome are all at uni together in the same course in the same year, and then Krisha, she's the year above us and good friend of Ollie's from high school, and basically. Okay, but they got chatting and decided that we should have a jam together. She knew Jack as well, so she brought Jack along, and basically,
The
rest is history.
Yeah. Ollie and I actually went to high school together, and during I think the last 2 years of high school we were together, and I remember just thinking, hey, we should definitely just be in a band together. Like, we've got to do something musical together, and
And the second the opportunity, because Jerome asked me to start a band, and I was like, I've got a good idea for a singer. So we brought Krisha in. And I remember first rehearsal, like, Chris sang and Jerome looked at me and we were like, yeah, that's right. And then Jack came along, I think, to the next rehearsal after that. And he impressed us enough in the first rehearsal that he didn't come back for like 4 or 5 months because he was touring around Australia.
Yeah.
And out of all the bass players that didn't do that, we decided, no, we like Jack enough. He can.
Yeah.
We can stick with him.
Yeah.
I
remember Jack as well. We were thinking of doing some music stuff because we did uni together for our first year at the Sydney Conservatorium. And I just remember talking about Ollie to you, and I was like, I have a friend in Japan who's a drummer, so I'll just wait for him to come back and we'll
do the same thing.
Yeah, I was gone for a year, and I think a whole bunch of things kind of aligned, and we've kind of stuck with that, which is...
Yeah.
It's good, yeah. I remember the first week of uni, we had to go around in a circle and talk about what kind of music we liked and what kind of, I don't know, what sounds we liked. And then you remember you saying, I really like soul music and I really like you know, Aretha Franklin and yeah. artists like that, and I thought, we're definitely going to talk to that.
Sick, I didn't realise yeah. that. That's so sweet.
And we still sneak in the cheeky occasional Aretha Franklin cover yeah. tribute. Yeah.
And you still ride the elevator at uni?
I only ever take the stairs now. I'm too scared.
I'm kind of scared of the elevator as well. It's very... Just very dodgy.
And we were thinking, wouldn't it... It would be just too funny if the elevator district got stuck in the elevator that they district. Named themselves after. It'd be too... It's too much, so I don't want to tempt fate.
Actually, we've recently printed some stickers, and we put one of the stickers in that very elevator.
Yeah.
So it's come full circle.
One of our fans did that.
It was a fan.
If the uni... We'll find out, and they hear this.
Yeah. Sorry, JD.
But yeah, what kind of music do you really play? I know today you'll be playing acoustics, but what kind of music? If you say elevator district, what is it?
Elevator music. We play elevator music. No, we don't. we play, it's like soul, future soul funk kind of music. Mm-hmm. Just heavily influenced by... jazz, even just like kind of...
And blues. As well.
Yeah.
Yes, and prior to you releasing your newest single, our listeners will be able to hear it now?
Yes.
Yes. Sneak peek.
It's the debut.
It's titled, Krisha?
Surprise Birthday.
Surprise Birthday. Yeah. It's your surprise birthday?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll hear it, and it's going to be live on our Facebook page, SBS Filipino, presenting the Elevator District in their song, Surprise Birthday.
Awesome. Let's go.
Something that you got in store for me. Why are you keeping the secret? Like a poor woman with a box of jewelry. Ba-dum-boom. 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 I know you got something. I see you there, sneaking up in every room. You think I'll miss those fluffy slippers? There's nothing you can hide from me, you better fess up soon. Little do you know, there's a camera up in here, and now I'm just gonna watch a show.
What's the story of Surprise Birthday?
Yeah. Well, I can, yeah. I wrote this song, I think, a couple of years ago about my auntie, who we threw a surprise birthday for. It was her 50th birthday. She's actually turning 60 this year, so it was 10 years ago.
Wow, 10 years ago.
Yeah. My uncle from the Philippines, he's the only sibling out of a whole... my mum's side of the family to still be in the Philippines.
Mm.
And we... brought him over to Sydney as a surprise for my aunt's birthday.
Wow.
And then my brother didn't realize this, I think. Maybe he just wasn't thinking. But he kind of ruined the surprise because my aunt, who we were throwing the surprise party for, came into our house and saw these like new pair of slippers and then asked, oh, whose slippers are these? And then my brother's like, oh, it's Uncle Puck's. And I was like, no, Josh, you're not meant to say that. And it was just so funny. And
so it was revealed prior to your uncle coming over.
Yeah, well, yeah, it definitely was. I think he tried to hide it and we tried to kind of cover it up, but it was a bit unsuccessful. But it was still great.
Yeah. From the time that she learned that your uncle is coming over, that's already a surprise.
Exactly. Well, that was a surprise, exactly. To see those slippers and be like, they're actually your brother's, who's currently in the Philippines. For some reason, it's here.
Yeah. But you'll give us more surprise after some promos. At syempre po, kayo pa doon nakinig sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama pa rin po natin ang Elevator District. Yes, you're gonna tell us that you went to or you performed at the Kiama Jazz recently.
Yeah, we did. It was very exciting for us. It was our first ever festival that we'd played. So we had a little bit of a road trip down to Kiama.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was
family trip.
It was so sweet. Yeah, we had stayed at a beach house basically.
How many days was it?
It was 3 days. So wow. We played 3 days. Yeah.
And you were telling off air that all the venues that you were performing at were booked out?
Yeah, they were booked out for some reason. People wanted to see us, which is very exciting. The first venue we played at was booked out, and then we played the main stage the second day, so we couldn't really book out a park. But the third day, it was already sold out, booked out beforehand, and I think they had like about 50 or 60 people ring up to try and get a seat after we played on the main stage, and unfortunately they couldn't get to see us. But it was kind of exciting for us because we were like, oh my gosh, people actually want to listen to our music.
And I think you mentioned another show that you went to aside from the Kiama Jazz.
Oranges and Lemons at the end of last year.
Oh yeah, last
oh,
year.
Oh yeah, that was last year. Yeah, totally.
Oh, the Blues Festival? Is that part of
it? Oh yeah, that was Kiama Jazz and Blues Festival. Okay. Yeah. So,
tell us, having Krisha as your main vocals and with only one female in the group, is she the prince, the princess? Oh my god, is she the queen?
Krisha is a queen.
Oh wow, stop, that's so funny. Oh my gosh, I'm so not a queen. I'm just one of the peeps, you know? I'm just a good friend.
But honestly though, Krisha's like sort of the point of this band when it comes down to it. We're just like here to frame her the best as possible because, you know, she's the focal point and the most amazing sort of musician out of all of us. So we just want to surround her with the best music.
Like, the music also put life in the whole music and song, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. These guys make my job super easy. Like, I just have to sing and these guys just like lift it so, so much because of how tight they are and just how incredible their music like sensibility is, and they're all incredible musicians, and it's such an honor to be able to play with them.
From music, you're still all studying?
Studying still, love it.
What are you taking? Jerome?
Well, Ollie, Ben and I and Krisha are doing contemporary music at the Sydney Conservatorium.
So like, music is your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Can't get enough of it.
Exactly.
I was studying contemporary music at the con, but I'm now studying design.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. Which is great.
You're going to really try great. Design the music.
Yeah.
He already does do that.
But how is it you guys having met or having founded and formed from uni and then taking your music out of uni to the community and to the wider Australian listeners and audience? What do you want them to really see from Elevator District?
I guess most of all, we want people to just see that we love doing it and we all have fun playing together. Because to be honest, it's the best time. Like we were talking about it when we were in Kiama, playing on the main stage was just like the most fun we've all had ever at a gig. And it's just, that's what we want people, like the people who are at Kiama to see, is that we love it.
Yeah. I think that's sort of the whole idea of the band is just kind of to have fun. It's not a serious thing. It's just us having fun playing music. So.
Making yourself famous.
Yeah. Well, and that.
Just a byproduct.
That's important too.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of joy, I think.
Yeah.
And that we do it for the love of music as well. Like the music that we release is always going to be stuff that we've usually taken a couple of years to fine tune. And it's because we really care about making sure we put out something that we know we couldn't have done any better.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether we do multiple attempts at recording or we spend months like producing
playing,
it
yeah.
and playing it at live shows is also a big thing for us. We often workshop on the live stage. We try a few new ideas or sometimes we'll even make a mistake, but someone to go, oh, that's
a good
that's nice. That's yeah. good. Yeah. Yeah.
Playing it in front of an audience is the best way to develop it and
yeah.
sort of, yeah, freshen it up continually.
Aside from Surprise Birthday, are you going to be releasing an EP? A whole album or something?
Oh, we'd love to soon. Yeah.
We'd love to. We have a whole bunch of songs written, but not actually recorded.
Mm.
But we're talking at the moment about which songs we want to sort of get going to follow up from Surprise.
So we'll wait for that.
Stay tuned.
If you want to like us on Facebook and Instagram, you'll find out when it's going to
go. The Elevator District, isn't it?
Yes.
And aside from Surprise Birthday, is it just one single that you're releasing on the 5th of April?
Yes.
That's the one, Surprise Birthday. Yeah. And
we like the song so much, we wanted to put a spotlight on it. And everything else, I think, when we do release it, it'll be part of something bigger, like an EP or an album.
But yeah. We'll hear from you another song. Mateo? Yeah.
Yes.
Now.
Mateo.
Three.
This is dedicated to all the people named Mateo listening.
One, two, three, four.
Yay, Mateo! And for our listeners again, where can they follow the Elevator District?
On Facebook, the Elevator District. We're on Facebook, like our page. We're on Instagram.
Also, the Elevator District.
Also, the Elevator District. We haven't changed the name on Instagram. And
also on YouTube, we're getting a few videos of our songs played live.
Yes.
In some studio settings. So if you want to hear some more music, we are live on YouTube at the Elevator District.
And also on Spotify soon as well.
Yes.
Yeah. On April 5th.
Yeah. April 5th.
April 5th, you'll be able to find us.
And
Surprise Birthday.
And all major streaming services. So
yeah.
Yes.
What are they? Like Spotify,
watch out for the Elevator District. Thank you guys for coming and joining us in our program today. It was such a lively and music-filled program.
Thank you so much, Ata Annalyn.
Yes.
Salamat po. Salamat.
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 Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.